13th year as artistic director of 92Y Jazz in July, which is, if you're not a New Yorker, you wouldn't know this, but if you are a New Yorker, it is an annual, thank God it's July. Why would anyone say that about New York? It's horribly hot outside. But you know, there's a series of really cool, invigorating events that takes place at the 92Y. Six of them, to be exact. And the guy that puts them all together has gotten up in the middle of the night. I know. How did we get him to do that? Well, he's here. Bill Charlap, and he's brought some friends with him, too. You'll hear from them a little bit later. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gary.
It's nice to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here with you.
Does it feel like 13 years as the artistic director?
No, it goes so fast. You know how it is. When you're having a good time and life is full.
That's how fun is, man.
That's how it is. It just races. Fast. Time is racing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed. So we got to get it all in. And you've gotten up, come down here in the middle of the night, and you've coerced some of the best musicians around to join you.
Well, these are some of my best friends and some of the greatest artists on their instruments in the world. Jay Linhart at the bass, Joe Farnsworth at the drums, and the great John Gordon at the alto saxophone.
You and Mr. Gordon actually did some duet recordings under the auspices of Phil Woods many, many years ago. Is that how the two of you met?
No, John Gordon and I met in high school at the High School for the Performing Arts when we were freshmen, standing on line to get our cards stamped of some sort.
Is that right?
Yes, and we became best of friends since then, and our friendship is one of the great joys in my life.
Standards, also the great joy in your life and the approach to other people's music as well as your own. But, you know, I'm thinking you and Tony Bennett collaborated on Jerome Kern and ended up being a Grammy Award, but it's not the first time. Cole Porter and so many other, Rodgers and Hart, the music of West Side Story has been a focus of yours on record in the past. And the focus for this series opens tonight with the cat that was the artistic director before you, Dick Hyman.
Well, Dick Hyman is one of the giants of jazz piano. You know, he's the only jazz pianist I can think of that Art Tatum cited as one of his favorites. They asked Tatum, is there anybody that you really like to listen to? And at the time, Tatum, who was on The Voice of America, said, there's a young guy called Dick Hyman. Have you heard of him? Something
wow.
like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Dick was playing that great in his 20s. It's really something. There's an album of Benny Goodman. I think it's around 1953, somewhere in there. Dick plays a version of Lover, and he just cleans everybody's clocks.
And I saw him in 1969, I believe, touring at the bequest of the Moog Synthesizer
Company. He's done just about everything.
And I saw him at the Tarrant County Convention Center, and he actually had a hit with a piece of music called The Minotaur.
That's right. That's right. Now it's swinging bachelor pad music, like Juan Garcia Esquivel and people like that.
That's
you know?
Exactly right.
But Mort Garson.
Some of the best pianists on the planet tonight. In addition to Mr. Hyman, Mr. Charlap will be there. Also, Ted Rosenthal, Ken Poplowski, Randy Sankey, Walter Blanding, Chuck Redd. Jay Leonard is with us here this morning. Dennis McCrell coming down from the Woodstock area, I believe. And Howard Alden and your mom, Sandy Stewart, is going to sing a little bit, too.
She is.
Wow.
And Dick Hyman's going to be joining us via satellite. He had some unexpected medical problems recently, but he's doing great. He just can't travel for a little while, but he'll be back very quickly. However, we're going to have him via satellite, performing and talking with us and being very present in real time due to the magic of technology, which will allow the show to go on.
And you should know, today, July the 18th, not only is it my sister's 65th birthday, happy birthday, Susie, but it's also It is Dick Hyman Day in New York City.
Mayor de Blasio proclaims July 18th, 92Y Jazz in July, Dick Hyman Day, in honor of the incredible contributions he's made to music, cultural life, and the city of New York.
And nothing wrong with that satellite stuff, because for one who gets up in the middle of the night, live stream is my source to great live music.
Well, Dick Hyman's always been on the cutting edge. You know, when he was coming up, he was the bebop guy, which was the cutting edge music at that time. It's still the music of the future. You know, we haven't really gotten past it in terms of what we have to get together. Charlie Parker is the pinnacle of improvisers.
Tomorrow night is our WBGO members' night. The maestros who met back when they were in grade school growing up in Philadelphia, Benny Golson and Jimmy Heath, will perform with yourself and Jeremy Pelt and Kenny Washington and David Wong. But a week from tonight, the focus is Cole Porter.
Cole Porter was a giant of American musical theater, songwriting. He wrote the lyrics and the music. He went to emotional places that no other composer, songwriter had ever approached before in the way that he did. And we have one of the greatest singers in the world with us, the great Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, with my trio, which has been together for 20 years, Kenny Washington and Peter Washington, and the beautiful, mellifluous Harry Allen, who is such a lyrical player. He really sings through his tenor saxophone.
Bill Charlap on the piano this morning, Jay Leonard on the bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, and John Gordon on the alto. Let's hear some of that Cole Porter. Huh? What is this thing called love?
What is this thing called love? Thank you.
Now you have an idea what Bill Charlap is talking about. More music coming up all morning long. The celebration on the 25th. 92Y Jazz in July. A celebration of Cole Porter. The 6 concerts get underway this evening with a salute to Dick Hyman. WBGO folks, you know, tomorrow night is Benny Golson and Jimmy Heath. I'm Gary Walker, and with us this morning, Bill Charlap and Jay Lenhart and John Gordon and Joe Farnsworth. And we're chatting with Bill, and what we're chatting about in and around is his 13th year as the artistic director, but the current series of Jazz in July, 92Y, and it opens tonight. And if you'd like to know about the entire series, it's simple. It's 92Y.org. 92Y.org. How was it you guys got up in the middle of the night to come down here? You feel good about this music, don't you?
Well, yes. It keeps you up at night in the best way. You know?
Very always... well said. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Music's always on our minds and in our hearts.
Now, as artistic director, is this a difficult premise? Is this difficult for you every year, or is this one of the things you really look forward to putting together the programming for Jazz in July?
Well, my work is play. There's a line in The Elves in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They say, "We work hard all day, but our work is play." And the truth is, yes, of course, it's a lot of hard work to put everything together, but it's also a joy to put it together. And I have so many incredible people with me who work with me at the 92nd Street Y and the musicians that make it just a perfect situation, you know. It's a beautiful hall. It's one of the most beautiful halls to listen to music in. It was about Jerry Mulligan's favorite in New York City.
Is that right?
He just loved it. I remember we performed there when it was JVC Jazz Festival one year. And he just loved the hall. You know, it's about 1,000 seats. It's all wood. It really sounds absolutely great in there. And it's comfortable. It's a good size, big enough size to make it a big event, but a small enough size to also have some intimacy.
Yeah, there you go. And that's what folks are looking for when they go to an event. And the wood, for those of you that don't know, imparts a very warm kind of feel to a performance space.
Well, it comes from nature, so anything that's from nature, nature is God.
Guys and Dolls, Lesser is More, and that would be this week, wrapping up the first week. It'll be on Thursday night. Tonight, salute to Dick Hyman. We talked about that last hour. Tomorrow night, if you're a WBGO member, you must know about the Maestros meeting. Salute to Benny Golson.
Well, what can you say about Benny Golson and Jimmy Heath? I mean, they are both such iconic figures in the music, such giants. They have given so much to this music. Just the compositions alone with Benny, Whisper Not and Stablemates, Along Came Betty. I remember Clifford, Killer Joe, Blues March. I mean, it's unbelievable. And with Jimmy, Gingerbread Boy and Gemini and CTA and just so much incredible music. Then there's their improvising. You know, these are two of the giants of all time of tenor saxophone.
And the stories that they tell growing up together, the garage band.
Well, yeah. You know, they grew up in Philadelphia
with
together.
With Coltrane and the Bryant Brothers.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, read Benny's book. It's really worth reading. And read Jimmy's book, which is really worth reading. They're two of the best books on this music, and they're very honest, and they're funny, and they're poignant and touching, and the history of it is just incredible. Both of these men are the Mount Rushmore of jazz. What
you
can I say?
You betcha.
And to have them together in one place is really an event.
Two of the most human books I've ever read, Benny's and Jimmy's respective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Autobiographies. Guys and Dolls play The Great Lesser this Thursday night.
The Greater Lesser.
The Greater Lesser. Lesser is More, then, correct?
That's right.
And making her 92Y Jazz in July debut.
It's the wonderful Jane Monheit.
That's going to be a nice lineup.
Oh, yes. Jane Monheit, Renee Rosnes, my partner in life and partner in music, Ingrid Jensen at the trumpet, John Gordon at the alto saxophone, Gary Smullyan at the baritone saxophone, Sean Smith at the bass, and Carl Allen at the drums.
Let's enjoy something from Guys and Dolls.
I've never been in love before. How about that?
Bill Charlap and Jay Lennart and John Gordon and Joe Farnsworth live on WBGO early in the morning. Thank you. How about that? I've never been in love before, Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls play the greater Lesser.
Well, I have to say something about Frank Lesser.
Yeah.
He was such a giant of American musical theater, of course, and wrote many songs that we all know, like On a Slow Boat to China and Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year and Baby, It's Cold Outside and the whole score of Guys and Dolls and, of course, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying and Hans Christian Andersen with Danny Kaye, which many of us grew up on. So many beautiful songs. But Lesser wrote the lyrics and the music. He was just a giant in both worlds and a mentor to so many composers. You know, he took under his wing Adler and Ross, who wrote The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, and he took under his wing also my father, Moose Charlap. He was a mentor to my father, probably my dad's greatest influence. You know, my dad wrote Peter Pan, among many other important pieces of Broadway musicals. Great songs. So Lesser is really one of the giants, and his songs are so natural and effortlessly swinging. You know, you think about things like If I Were a Bell, which was a staple, of course, of Miles' repertoire. All these incredibly beautiful songs. Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Tommy Flanagan used to play that, and it was heaven.
I love chatting.
Yeah.
With Bill Charlap, because there's not a time that he comes by that you don't learn something. Well, you know, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, that, you know, when it's firing on all burners, well, anything goes, just about anything. And
yes.
And some days are better than others. Some days you kind of sweep under the rug. But this is not one of those days, man. This is one of those days where you celebrate. And we celebrate the best way we know how, with live music. And with us this morning on WBGO, it's my pleasure to once again welcome on the drums, Joe Farnsworth on the alto saxophone. John Gordon is here. Jay Lenhart on the bass in between his walking and jogging activities. And on the piano, the artistic director now for the 13th season of Jazz in July at the 92nd Street Y, Bill Charlap. Good morning.
It's always great being here with you, Gary.
New record coming out in
yes.
the fall. You're going to go in with the trio that is 20 years, two decades. And I got to tell you, if you have never seen the Bill Charlap Trio, I was saying to another drummer the other day, I said, you should just the way it's like if you remember the Austin Healey or you remember the MG, when it was tuned. Man, it just was a thrill to have. And it's a thrill to see yourself with bassist Peter Washington and drummer Kenny Washington, because the nuances come so naturally, but yet they're so deep after two decades.
Well, thank you, Gary. That chemistry was always there, you know? Chemistry is something that you get on like a house on fire right away. It's like when you fall in love or you become best friends with somebody, usually it happens right away. And it happened instantly when we played together. But it has continued to grow and grow. And the trust and the natural ability to think beyond our instruments and to think about orchestrating all the time. Everybody in the band is an orchestrator. Everybody's an arranger. The bass player plays the piano player plays the bass, and everybody plays the drums, if you know what I mean. We're always hearing that in our own playing and in each other's.
For a couple of nights during the Jazz in July, on the 25th, Cole Porter, Easy to Love, it's the trio,
yes.
and Harry Allen, and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and then the final night on the 27th. What a wonderful world, man. Louis Armstrong.
Well, we're going to play Louis Armstrong's music, but not just Armstrong's music. Some of Armstrong's solos, incredible things like Potato Head Blues and SOL Blues and Willie the Weeper and Weatherbird Rag. And we have three trumpet players, because how else could you pay tribute to Armstrong, the most important jazz musician of all time, perhaps the most important American musician ever? We have Warren Vache, John Faddis, and Brian Lynch playing Armstrong solos in harmony And they were arranged by Dick Hyman for the Jazz Repertory Company many years ago. And so we're bringing those arrangements back around. And we're also going to play pieces like Kiss to Build a Dream On and West End Blues and things that we're not going to play necessarily in Armstrong style, but in the styles of the players who are there. They're going to just be themselves also. But of course, Armstrong's imprint is all over the music.
It's Jazz in July. You can find out about the entire series, which opens tonight at the 92nd Street Y. You can find out about all six concerts when you go to 92y.org. And you can tell just by our little chat here this morning that when all these great musicians get together and they start making this roux that ends up to be Jazz in July, anything goes. Thank you. Bill Charlap at the piano, Jay Leonard on bass, John Gordon on alto saxophone, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Anything goes, visiting Cole Porter. One of the things that they'll touch upon at Jazz in July at the 92nd Street Y, but as I mentioned, anything does go. All the great music to be seen and heard. But on Wednesday the 26th, the Art of Tatum.
It's wonderful to have these musicians here. Every one of the musicians who is here is appearing on a different concert. And we put together a little band this morning. Joe Farnsworth is playing on the Art of Tatum. John Gordon is playing on the Greater Lesser. Jay Linhart is playing on Dick Hyman Forever. And what we're doing for the Art of Tatum is, well, of course, Tatum was the jazz piano player. There was really no other pianist who ever approached his imagination, his stunning genius. He was like, I don't know, Bach or Picasso or something. It's just absolutely unapproachable. However, his imprint is with every pianist that came after him. You hear him not just in the pianist, but in all of the music, all of the improvisers, everyone who came after Tatum, he just flung open the door. We have four pianists, myself, the wonderful Aaron Deal, who's making quite a name for himself and plays beautifully, has a wonderful comprehensive approach to his understanding of the history of the music and his own imprint. The great Harold Mayburn, who is a force in this music, an incredibly great musician who just has an effervescence and a power to his playing and an intensity that just sweeps you up. His personality comes through in everything he does, and he's been such an incredible part of the history of this music. And then we also have the great Roger Kellaway, who many of you know from hearing the theme music from All in the Family, not the opening theme, but the closing theme, which is called Remembering You. That was written by Roger. But Roger's one of the great improvisers, really a very unique vision. He's got, what can I say? He can really be kind of a gut bucket in terms of his feeling, but he also has the imagination to include Ludoslawski and Stravinsky and Schoenberg and Berg and Webern and all of these other things that are part of his world of jazz piano.
And he does it all in a very short period of time.
Well, like we do. We do tunes in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's amazing. But those four piano players together,
Playing
together, touching upon Tatum's repertoire and Tatum's imprint on the music. Also, we're joined by one of the great rhythm sections, Joe Farnsworth at the drums, John Weber at the bass, and as a special treat, we have Eric Alexander joining us on the tenor saxophone. You know, I'm thinking about all those Tatum small group masterpieces, the things he did with Ben Webster and with Benny Carter and Lionel Hampton and Buddy Rich and Buddy DeFranco, all those incredible records that he made, Roy Eldridge. So I thought it would be nice to have another element, a non-piano element also. And Eric is such a marvelous, virtuosic player he's adding something beautiful to
it. And the work, too, that Eric and Joe and John have done together, just like you and Peter and Kenny have done together.
That's right. And particularly with Harold Mayburn.
Yes.
They're a special group all unto themselves. So you will hear many groups within groups. You know, that's one of the nice things about the festival. All of the relationships between the musicians go back sometimes a very long way, sometimes the first time that they're meeting. You know, you have this kind of spontaneous combustion that happens, which is what this music is all about.
Yeah.
It's about something extemporaneous that happens once. Every one of these concerts happens just once. It's not going to happen again. This group of musicians playing this repertoire, playing these arrangements, sometimes not arrangements, but just extemporaneous treatments of these tunes off the top of our heads, you know, it really is a special thing to watch this happen and watch this music transpire before your eyes and ears. funny how the repertoire is with these songs. You know, if you think about it, so much of what we play has to do with, in terms of playing standards, that is, so much of what we do has to do with the imprint of the really vitally important musicians, people like Miles Davis and mm-hmm. Bill Evans, John Coltrane, particularly also Lester Young and Billie Holiday, and of course Armstrong. If you take all the repertoire of all the people I just mentioned, and there are others, of course, Ahmad Jamal, many others, but those are really focal figures, and songs like These Foolish Things, which to me always will have Lester and Billie Holiday's imprint on it, or songs like All the Things You Are, which is hard to think about without thinking about Charlie Parker.
Ella and Lewis, too, you know?
Ella and Lewis, of course.
But as I watch you guys this morning approach that music, even though it has been here before through all these other people that you just mentioned and more, it still gets it gets new clothes every time out, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, it's so rich, and the blueprints are so strong that they will really spark our imaginations, and they bring out our own personalities.
And you've got 6 nights of this, folks. 6 nights that starts tonight in celebration of Dick Hyman. Tomorrow night, the meeting of the maestros, which is Benny Golson and Jimmy Heath. And then you've got Guys and Dolls play the Greater Lesser. And then you got next week, man.
Cole Porter, Easy to Love with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and my trio with Harry Allen. Then The Art of Tatum with Harold Mayburn, Roger Kellaway, Aaron Deal, myself, Eric Alexander, Joe Farnsworth, and John Weber. And finally, What a Wonderful World, the world of Louis Armstrong's music, where you'll hear Warren Vache, Brian Lynch, John Faddis, Ken Poplowski at the clarinet, John Allred at the trombone, Nick Russo on the banjo and at the guitar, Peter Washington at the bass, and Paul Wells at the drums.
Wow.
Wonderful drummer who's been making a name for himself with Vince Giordano's group, but he also has played with the Vanguard Orchestra and is very capable of doing all kinds of things. However, we'll be approaching a lot of this music with that real New Orleans feel, you know.
Excellent.
And
find out about
he's
it
capable
all.
Of doing that.
Find out about it all, folks. 92y.org. This has been a great morning, man. It really has been a great morning.
Thank
it's been
you,
a
Gary.
Great couple of years for you. And I'm thinking in particular, and you still have to, it really has to bring chills for you when you talk about the silver lining and the work that you did with Tony Bennett.
Well, I'm very proud of how that album came out. I think that Tony sang just perfectly beautifully and deeply in the way that he does. He's kind of the red carpet for the composer and the lyricist. You know, he gets the message across, and it's so warm and so extemporaneous, you know? He's always playing with who he's playing with. That is, if I play a chord a certain way, or if he hears the bass go a certain way, or the drums, he reacts. You know, he's a jazz musician, also a bel canto singer at the same time. And with that record, it was wonderful to play Kern's music, which I grew up listening to Dick Hyman and my mother do together, a wonderful album they did of Jerome Kern's songs. Kern, who was the angel at the top of the tree of the great theater writers, you know, he was the first one. He was the one that Gershwin and Berlin looked to as the idea of the paradigm of great popular songwriting and theater writing. And to have Kenny Washington and Peter Washington on that album with Tony and Reenie Rosness. You know, we did a number of tracks. There are 4 tracks on the album that are 2 pianos with voice. So it's kind of another thing. It's kind of an orchestra, you know?
Yeah.
When Reenie and I play together.
Do you have 2 pianos in your house?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nested in the living room. And that's how that is.
Now, 20 years with your own trio.
Yes.
With the Washingtons. Joined for the hip, not at the hip.
Yes. But
do you have any idea? I mean, what type of music, or will you just get in the studio and just go, what feels good today?
Well, you know, in the case of our new album, which is going to come out in September, it's called Uptown Downtown. And it's coming out on Impulse and Impulse and Verve here in the States. Mm-hmm. And Uptown Downtown is a great Stephen Sondheim song that was cut from Follies that we've been playing for a while. But we've got lots of things on the album. Duke Ellington, Richard Rodgers, Jerry Mulligan, Gigi Grice, Jim Hall. Just all kinds of music. So we kind of cull from, well, after playing 20 years together, we've got over 100 pieces in our working book, and that's not including things that we could just call off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that works. We kind of balance a set together.
We certainly look forward to it, man, as always. And
Thank you.
I tell everybody, man, if you haven't seen Bill Charlap and Peter Washington and Kenny Washington work together, you're really missing out on one of the truances of this music.
Thank you.
I mean, it just is, to take it in. And if you could turn the sound down to just watch it visually and see the nuances that are traded back and forth.
Well, thank you, Gary. I admire both of those guys so much. They're such virtuoso musicians, and they are always playing at 250%. We'll be at the Village Vanguard opening on the 6th of September, and we'll be there for 2 weeks. So we'll be there, I suppose, through the 17th, from the 6th through the 17th of September. And during that time, on the 8th, our new album will be released.
There you go. Timing is everything. And it's fun, and it flies. All of those things. And it's going to fly by you. You're going to miss it if you don't go to 92y.org, because the first of the 6 concerts is tonight on Dick Hyman Day. The mayor says so. And there's 5 other great concerts we've been talking about all morning with Joe Farnsworth and John Gordon and Jay Linhart and Bill Charlap. We'll go out with some Jerome Kern. It just makes sense.
All the things you are.
At WBGO. Thank you, guys.